20 minutes later, while he's dressing, the dark gray suit from Paul Stewart this morning, plus his favorite sulky tie. Sharon wakes up a little. Not enough for him to fully understand what she's telling him, though. "Come again?" he asks. "I got eggnog, but the rest was just ugga-wugga. I asked if you'd pick up 2 quarts of eggnog on your way home," she says. "We've got the Allens and the Dubrays coming over tonight, remember?" "Christmas," he says, checking his hair carefully in the mirror. He no longer looks like the glaring, bewildered man who sits up in bed to the sound of music 5 mornings a week, sometimes 6. Now he looks like all the other people who will ride into New York with him on the 740, and that is just what he wants. "What about Christmas?" she asks with a sleepy smile. "Humbug, right?"
"Right," he agrees.
"If you remember, get some cinnamon, too."
"Okay.
But if you forget the eggnog, I'll slaughter you, Bill."
"I'll remember."
"I know. You're very dependable. Look nice, too."
"Thanks."
She flops back down, then props herself up on one elbow as he makes a final minute adjustment to the tie, which is a dark blue. He has never worn a red tie in his life and hopes he can go to his grave untouched by that particular virus. "I got the tinsel you wanted," she says.
"Hmm?"
"The tinsel," she says. "It's on the kitchen table."
"Oh."
Now he remembers. "Thanks."
"Sure."
She's back down and already starting to drift off again. He doesn't envy the fact that she can stay in bed until 9. Hell, until 11 if she wants. But he envies that ability of hers to wake up, talk, then drift off again. He had that when he was in the bush. Most guys did. But the bush was a long time ago. In country was what the new guys and the correspondents always said. If you'd been there a while, it was just the bush, or sometimes the green. In the green, yeah. She says something else, but now she's back to Ugga Wugga. He knows what it is just the same, though. "Have a good day, hon."
"Thanks," he says, kissing her cheek.
"I will."
"Look very nice," she mumbles again, although her eyes are closed. "Love you, Bill."
"Love you, too," he says, and goes out.